Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 5 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Replace bad habits with good ones. O God, guide me on the road to eternal life. Psalm 139:23-24 MSG. Any habit you keep feeding will only strengthen its grip on your life. Ask a recovering alcoholic, they only change when they hit bottom. Prodigals don't come home until they've lost everything, see Luke 15:32. But that doesn't have to be your story, for your Father is waiting to welcome you back now. Come on. You're a child of the Highest, captivity is unnatural for you. You'll never be free until you despise your chains. Whether you're bound by a substance, a relationship, or a life that's out of order, your circumstances won't change until your mind is released from old thought patterns and renewed by God's Word, see Romans 12:2. Start by instituting some new habits, for what you do habitually, you do permanently. Begin the Bible reading routine. Put it first on your to-do list, or you'll never do it consistently. Read aloud, and you won't get distracted easily. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul, they're bursting with health, Proverbs 4:22 MSG. Next, learn to pray. Set a particular time. Otherwise, everything else will crowd it out. In prayer, God will tell you how He feels about things. Can you imagine having His input? Attend church regularly, see Hebrews 10:25. Support it with your finances and develop healthy relationships. There are things God will say to you in His house that He won't say anywhere else. Your daily habits are carving out an irreversible future for you. If you want to know where you're going, take another look at your habits. Prayer point. Lord, help me develop a short list of my bad habits and then guide me to find replacements for each one that will build me up in you. Breaking these habits might be challenging, but you will help me. In my weakness, I am made strong in you. I turn to you today and turn away from the things that bring me down. Amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.